Amen. First of all, giving honor to God, that's saying hi to my daughter and my grandson. First of all, giving honor to God, to our pastor, to Reverend Smith, our visiting pastor. Thank you for a well done job, Deacon Samuel, and to saints and friends. Congratulations on 30 years. Congratulations on 30 years. Let's pray. Father, thank you for another day and another opportunity to stand in this place and bring forth your word. Lord, we love you. And you said in your word, if you would be lifted up, you would draw all men unto you. So, Father, our desire, our purpose, and our aim is to lift you up, that men might see you.
Yes, sir.
God, let me decrease,
yes,
and let you increase,
yes,
so that no flesh may glory in your presence. Holy Spirit, I yield to you. Here am I, Lord. Use me. In the name of Jesus, amen. And amen. If you have your Bibles, would you turn with me to the 6th chapter of Micah? Micah chapter 6, starting with verse 1 through verse 8. Micah 6, verses 1 through 8. Amen.
Amen.
Now listen to what the Lord is saying. Rise, plead your case before the mountains, and let the hills hear your voice. Listen to the Lord's lawsuit, you mountains and enduring foundations of the earth, because the Lord has a case against his people, and he will argue it against Israel. My people, what have I done to you, or how have I wearied you? Testify against me. Indeed, I brought you up from the land of Egypt and redeemed you from that place of slavery. I sent Moses, Aaron, and Miriam ahead of you. My people, remember what Balak, king of Moab, proposed, what Balaam, son of Beor, answered him, and what happened from the acacia grove to Gilgal, so that you may acknowledge the Lord's righteous acts. What should I bring before the Lord when I come to bow before God on high? Should I come before him with burnt offerings, with year-old calves? Would the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams or with 10,000 streams of oil? Should I give my firstborn for my transgression, the child of my body for my own sin? Mankind, he has told you what is good and what it is that the Lord requires of you. He requires to act justly, to love faithfulness, and to walk humbly with your God. Amen.
Amen.
And for a subject this morning, hi Malachi, for a subject this morning, God's lawsuit. God's lawsuit. And for a subtopic, God's requirements. We have all grown up with requirements. When I was in the military, in the best branch, the Air Force,
amen,
my military bars had to be spaced a certain distance from my epaulets. And then, y'all remember that? Your gig line,
that's right, yes, sir,
had to be matched up.
That's right.
Your belt and your shirt, it,
yes,
had,
sir,
to be matched up.
Amen.
Your hat,
mm-hmm,
could sit only a certain way,
yes,
on your head. Those were requirements. When you drive down Route 7, there's a requirement. It's called 55. When we come to church, there are certain dress requirements. We can't come in here just any way you want to come, because there are certain requirements. When you go to work, there's a requirement that you be there on time.
All right, now.
So we have all grown up and are accustomed to requirements. And in Micah 6:2, it says, listen to the Lord's lawsuit. Mm-hmm. Now, a lawsuit occurs when one party brings another party in court to settle a dispute. Yeah. And the Lord was telling Israel, I have a dispute with you. In the same manner today, the Lord has a dispute with his church. Right. And I want you to know, listen to the Lord's lawsuit. Yeah. Yeah. In Micah, the third verse, it says, my people, what have I done to you, or how have I wearied you? I can almost hear God saying, I brought you out of the land of Egypt. I parted the Red Sea. I gave you manna every day from heaven. You wore clothes for 40 years and they never wore out. I struck a rock and I brought water out to you in the desert. What have I done to weary you? What have I done to you?
Yes, sir.
And I can hear God asking us the same thing today. What have I done to you that you have turned your back on me? What have I done to you? I woke you up this morning. You had breath in your lungs. You were able to put one foot in front of the other. What have I done to you that you have turned your back on me? How have I wearied you that you do not want to come and worship me? How have I wearied you that you do not want to study my word? How have I wearied you that you can't spend more than 5 minutes on your knees in prayers? How have I wearied you? God wants more from you. God wants you to know, just as Pastor spoke last week, I want a relationship with you. It's not about you coming here every Sunday. I want a relationship with you. Don't you know that I just want to gather you in my arms and hold you and love you and embrace you? Don't you know that I just want to draw you closer to me? But instead of choosing me, you desire, you choose religion. Instead of choosing me, you choose tradition. I'm sorry to say, but church has become a circus.
Come on, come on.
We come here to be entertained. We come here to be tickled. But church is not a circus. Church should be the house of God. We have forgotten what God wants from you. It's not about coming to church and giving your money or listening to somebody on TV and giving your money to buy a prayer cloth. It's not about getting a good message. It's not about a good choir. Church should be about bringing people to Christ. Micah 6 illustrates that Israel did not know the way to the authentic God. But Jesus proclaims in John 14:6 that I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man can come to the Father but by me. You can't come to God through Pastor Stinger. You can't come to God just because you're a member of First Mount Olive. No man can come to God but through Jesus Christ.
It's all right.
We look at the God in the Old Testament, and we look at the God in the New Testament, and that's not good enough for us. So we create our own God, the God of our own Testament, the God of self. But you will not get to heaven worshiping the God of self. You've got to worship the Holy God. Israel, because of its sin and arrogance, was unable to see and recognize the true character of God. So they came before God with blood sacrifices and offering, thinking that they were pleasing God. And we too come to God with tithes and offerings and thinking that we are pleasing God. But God does not need your tithes. God does not need your offering. God does not need your time. What God wants is your heart. What God wants is a relationship with you. I don't need anything that you could bring to me. All I want is your heart. All I want is your mind. Verse 6, how shall I appear before God? Shall I come with burnt offerings? Or will he be pleased with thousands of rams and 10,000 streams of oil? No. That doesn't satisfy God. It's a form of religion. But it's an empty form. You might feel good. And you might feel like, oh, I've done so much for God. But that's not what God wants. Isaiah 1:11, to what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices unto me, saith the Lord? I am tired of the burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fed beasts, and I delight not in the blood of bullocks or of lambs or of he-goats. When you come to me, who hath required this of your hand to tread my courts? Don't bring me any more oblations or incense. It's an abomination to me. Your new moons and your Sabbaths, the calling of assemblies, away with it. It is iniquity. Even your solemn meetings, even your Sunday morning meetings. Your new moons and your appointed feasts, my soul hateth. They are trouble unto me. I am weary to bear them. This is God speaking. God is saying, I want more than your solemn assemblies. I want more than your tithes and offerings. I want more than you showing up on Sunday or showing up on Thursday or showing up on Friday. I want more than that. God is way, way bigger than we could ever imagine or think. We like to think of God as someone out there way past Pluto.
Come on, sir. Come on, sir.
But that's not God. We like to think of God as somebody with long white hair and a long white flowing robe sitting on it. That's not God.
Come on, sir. Come on, sir. Come on.
Adrian.
This is God.
Oh, Lord.
This is God. God walks with you.
Amen.
God,
amen.
God, he's not way up there. He's right beside you.
Yes, sir.
This is God. He goes before you.
Yes, sir.
He prepares a place and then he says, come on.
Come on, come on, preacher. Come on.
This is God.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
This is God. He goes behind you when the enemy wants to attack you.
Yes, sir.
And he takes him down.
Yes, sir.
This is God. Then he comes and grabs your arm again.
My Lord.
And he walks.
Yes, sir. That's all right.
This is the God
that we serve. Not some stale person that you read about in the Bible, but God is living and alive. And God wants to walk with you. And God wants to talk with you. And God wants to live with you. And God wants to have a relationship with you. This is the God we serve. I do not want your God.
I want the God who talks with me. I want the God who talks with me.
I want the God who knows me. I want the God who can trust me. I do not want your God.
Don't you know, Kitty? Love you so much.
Oh my God.
He just wants to hold you.
Yeah.
Talk to you.
Yeah.
And speak to you.
Yeah.
Don't you know, Lynn? He loves you so much. He just wants to wrap his arms around you and listen to your deepest cry. Don't you know, Barbara? He knows what you're thinking. He knows what you're dealing with. He just wants you to talk to him about it. Don't you know, Cherie? He knows what you're dealing with. He knows what you're going through. He just wants you to bring it to him. Don't you know, Russell? He even knows you. He knows what you've dealt with. He knows what you've gone through.
He just wants a relationship.
Don't you know? What am I trying to say? I'm trying to say, Carl, I didn't forget you. You sit there Sunday after Sunday, and not many people say anything to you.
My Lord.
But I'm saying something to you today. God loves you. God has a plan for you. This is an open book. When we went to school, we used to have open book tests. This is the open book. Life is the test. But we are failing the test because we fail to read the book. We are failing the test because we failing to read the book. It is an open book. God has told you what is required of you. And instead, we want to have checklist religion. I went to church. I wore a white shirt and a gray tie. Give me two, because I brought my Bible to church. Give me one more, because I opened the door for Sister So-and-so. Give me another check, because I didn't fall asleep while the preacher was praying. Give me a check. I clapped my hands twice during the song. Give me a check. I even raised my hand and said, hallelujah. Give me a check. Not only one check, give me three checks. Because, sister, I paid my tithes. Checklist religion. That's not God. Come now. Let us reason together. First of all, what should I do? The first thing you need to do is repent. We don't like that word, but let's talk about that word. The first thing that you need to do is repent. We think that repentance means getting your act together and getting religion. But repentance really means taking on a whole new point of view. Repentance means beginning to look at things from God's view and looking at the things that God has provided. John 3:14 says, just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up. If you want to live, you've got to look up and live. If you want to die, you can continue to live the way that you are living. You can either turn or burn. You could either turn or burn. Today is the time that you have to make up your mind. Am I going to repent? And am I going to do things God's way? Or am I going to continue to do them my way? Turn. Hear my voice. Please hear my voice. Turn or burn. Just like the Israelites, when they were bitten by the snake, we have been bitten by the snake of sin. We have been bitten by the snake of sin, and that venom is running throughout our bodies. And the only way that you get that venom out is you put your eyes on Jesus. Turn and live. If you do not turn and look to Jesus, you are going to die. The Israelites, some of them refused to look at a snake. How can that snake help me? How can that snake deliver me? Guess what happened? Because of their stubbornness, because of their ignorance, they died. Some of us are so stubborn, and I'm sorry, some of us are so ignorant, and some of us are so puffed up in ourselves that we say it cannot be that simple. But I'm here to tell you this morning, if you do not turn, you will die. You can pay your tithes all you want. There are a lot of tithe paying people in hell.
My Lord.
You can come to church all you want. There are a lot of church goers in hell because they refuse to turn. And I am sorry, but that's the truth. And it's about your soul. Remember the man in the Bible? He said, wow, I got all of these barns.
That's right.
And I got all of these things, I'm just going to sit back and be happy. There are a lot of us sitting back and being happy. But God says tonight, your soul is required of you. Guess where that man is? He's down in hell. And he wished he wasn't so puffed up in his pride and his arrogance. And now he's sitting in hell. What is the biggest problem with the church today? The church big. I'm not talking about First Mount. I'm sorry. The church big. They are so puffed up in pride and arrogance. Repent. Remember the definition. It's not a matter of just coming down to the altar and sobbing and slobbering. It's taking a whole new view. Tears won't get you to heaven. Repentance God does. God says, a broken and contrite spirit, I will not despise. Psalms 51:17, the sacrifices of God are a broken and a contrite spirit. Isaiah 66:2, for all these things hath my hand made, and all these things have been, saith the Lord. But to this man will I look. To this man do I look. Him that is poor and of contrite spirit, and who trembles at my word. God is saying, the man that I'm going to look at, Pastor, is the man who is humble, the man who is contrite in spirit. This is the one who, when he says, Jesus, I listen. The one who is humble, the one who is contrite, the one who says, I don't deserve this, the one who says, woe is me, I am a man undone, the one who recognizes his unrighteousness, the one who knows that all my righteousness is as filthy sins. This is the man that I hear his voice. You wonder why God does not answer your prayer. Read Isaiah. You wonder why God doesn't speak to you.
My God.
Read Psalm 55. Mm-hmm. It's because we don't have humble spirits.
Amen.
We might consult with God.
My Lord.
But are you really asking God to help you? Are you really asking God to deliver you? Are you really asking God to rescue you? I guarantee you, if this was Turkey and all you could draw out of your bank was $5, your prayer to God would be totally different than what it is right now.
Amen.
The day is coming where you may not be able to draw $5 out of your bank.
Yes, sir.
Don't try to establish a relationship when you're at the last hour.
My Lord.
Learn how to pray.
Amen.
Now.
Amen.
Learn how to talk to God now.
Amen.
Learn how to trust on His resources now.
Yes.
What does the Lord require? Require, that very word means an inward search.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we hear the word require and we think it's like the military. Well, I got to do this and I got to do this and I got to do this. That's not what require means. David got it best when he says, search me, O Lord, and try me. And if you see any wickedness in me, take it out. That's what the Lord requires. He requires you to look deep within.
Yes, sir.
I got a news flash for you. The Bible also says the heart is desperately wicked. So we might be sitting here in all of our finery and thinking we're all okay, but God says your heart is desperately wicked.
Amen.
And the only cleanser for your heart, it ain't Clorox. And it ain't a Brillo pad.
No, sir.
And it ain't ammonia.
Amen.
And it ain't OxyClean.
My Lord.
The only cleanser for this desperately wicked heart is the blood of Jesus. That is the only thing that can cleanse your heart. That is the only thing that can make you right before God. Stand up, minister. He can pray, can't he? He can pray like nobody else can pray. But I thank God when God looks at you, Minister Cole, he doesn't say that man can pray.
That's right.
But what God does is he takes blood.
Come on, sir. Come on. Woo! Yes, sir. Yeah.
And he doesn't see Minister Cole. And he doesn't see Minister Cole. So even though we look at him and say, oh, that man can pray, when God looks at you, all he sees is the blood. And he accepts your prayer. I want God to look at me. And all God sees is the blood. I don't want God to see Charles. I don't want God to see the degrees. I don't want God to see the things I've done or the places I want God to see the blood of Jesus. Because if he does not see the blood of Jesus, there is only one place I can go, and that is to hell. I want God to see Jesus. We are so pumped up in ourselves that we just want others to see us. But when others see you, that is all they see. I don't want God to see Minister Cole. I want God to see Jesus. I don't want God to see my sister. I want God to see Jesus when she stands up. You are young. I don't want God to see your youth. I don't want God to see how pretty you are, because men will say how pretty you are. But when you stand up, I want you to be covered by the blood of Jesus. I don't want God to see, oh, this is a business owner, and look how successful he is. But when you stand up, I want God to see Jesus. I don't want God to say, oh, this man carries a gun. He works in the penitentiary.
Yes, sir.
When you stand up, all God needs to see is Jesus. I don't want God to say, oh, she led the choir every Sunday, and she sang so well.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm almost done. I'm almost done. If I can remember my password. God wants you to act justly. He wants you to love mercy. And he wants you to walk humbly. I'm going to speed it up a little bit. Lastly, to walk humbly, the humblest thing any man can do is accept Christ.
Amen. Amen.
It takes humility to say, I'm a sinner. Mm-hmm. It takes humility to say, I messed up. Yeah. It takes humility to say, help me. Yeah. 1 Peter 5:5 says, God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. What does the Lord require? First off, First Mount Olive, this is to you, and I invite you to hear the word of the Lord. Stop serving First Mount Olive
My God.
Baptist Church. Let me say this again. What does the Lord require of you? The first thing he requires is that you stop serving First Mount Olive Baptist Church. This church has neither heaven or hell to put you in. Serve God. That's where your reward is. We think because I come here and I sit here or I stand there or I sing here, I'm doing something for God. No, you're not. The first thing that God requires, search yourself, please,
yes,
search yourself, is stop serving First Mount Olive Baptist Church and serve God.
Amen. Amen.
I'm almost done. I don't want to hear that was a good message, Reverend Thompson. What I want to hear is come on up a little higher.
Yes, sir.
Deke, I don't want to wear, what's that hat called, a Kangoo hat?
Yeah, Kangoo.
Kangoo?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want a new Kangoo hat.
Come on, preacher, come on.
I want that crown.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Yes. Praise the Lord.
I don't want a new Joseph A. Thing.
Come on, preacher.
Where I can get two for the price
yes,
of one. I want the white robe.
Yes, sir.
That's
Amen.
What I want. I don't want to walk down Leesburg's
new
sidewalks. I want to walk
yes, sir.
Those streets yes. that are paved with gold. I don't even want a new word, but I want to be in love with the word.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We like receiving the word. And we like raising our hands, oh, that was a good word. But I don't want just a good word.
Yes, sir. Yeah, yeah.
I want to be in love with the word. Because David said, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against God. What am I trying to tell you, church? I'm trying to tell you that God wants more from you than what you are giving. This little drop in the bucket of coming to church Sunday after, that means nothing. This little marching around and giving your tithe Sunday after Sunday, that means nothing. God wants more from you. God wants a relationship with you. God wants to love you. God wants to host you. God wants to draw near to you. You have no idea how much God loves you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Jesus didn't die so that I might tithe. Jesus didn't die so I could sit here in a suit. But Jesus died so he could open up a door whereby I might approach
my God.
We got to get to that place where we are willing to bow down before God. I don't want to sing a new song, but I want a song to bubble up inside of my spirit. Oh, thank you, Lord, for saving me. Thank you, Lord, for delivering me. Thank you, Lord, for helping me. I don't want to live by your requirements, for you don't have neither a heaven nor hell to place me in. God, move us to the place where we put you first. Move us to the place where we present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you. Move us to a place where we are your people, who are willing to humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways. It says, when you humble yourselves, then will you hear from heaven. God, move us to the place where we repent not one day, where we come to the altar and we say we're sorry. Move us to the place where we repent every day. Every day before you close your eyes, you gotta tell God, God, I'm sorry.
Amen. Amen.
God, forgive me. God, wash me in the blood. God, move us to the place where we cry out individually and collectively, God, what do you want from me? We got to individually begin to cry out and to yearn and to hunger for God. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. You show me wherever else it says that you're going to be filled with something else. You won't find it. But blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. What does God require? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you. Court is adjourned. Court is adjourned. What's the verdict?
Yeah.
Are you guilty? Or are you innocent? Is everybody standing? Every head is bowed. Every head is bowed. Every eye is closed. Court is over. Please close your eyes. Please bow your head. Court is over. I am not the judge. God is the judge. Search your heart. Do you need to repent? Do you need a change of heart and a change of direction? I'm going to make three calls. The first call, and I'm not going to ask you to do anything but lift up your hand. If Jesus were to come right now and call us home, would you go with him? Have you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior? If you have not accepted the Lord, I'm going to ask you to raise your hand. If you don't know Jesus in the pardoning of your sins, I'm going to ask you to lift up your hand and just put it down. If you're here this morning, this afternoon, and you know that you need to repent, you've been living life your way and doing things your way and trying to please others, and you need to repent and turn your face to God, I'm going to ask that you just lift your hand up and put it down. If there's anybody here just wants to repent, just wants to correct their relationship with God, I'm going to ask that you just lift your hand and put it back down. I see your hand. You can put it down. Anybody else? There's anybody here today who doesn't have a church home, a place where you can fellowship, a place where people can pray for you and love on you, and you'd like to make this your resting place, your stopping place on your way to heaven. If you're here today and you just would like to become a member of this church, I'm going to ask that you lift your hand and put it down. Finally, the last call. If there's anybody here today who just desires prayer, I've had a rough week. I've had a rough month. July is almost done. Things aren't right at home. Things aren't right in my body. Things aren't right at the job. If you're here, I'm going to ask that you lift your hand. I see your hand. I see your hand. I see your hands. I see your hands. And put them down. Anybody else?